Now, if Jesus is going to come and be in the flesh and be in my place, he's got to come and put on human flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was made flesh. It says God prepared for him a body. That's in Hebrews chapter 10. And that body was delivered through the womb of Mary. That's the door of legal entrance, because he's going to be in my place. Surely he hath borne, lifted up, carried off, moved to the distance, my grief, sickness, weakness, stress, sorrow, and pain. Surely he hath borne, lifted up as my substitute. If he's going to come as my substitute, he has to have human flesh like I have. But yet on the inside, he is God, the very Son of God. He's both Son of God and Son of Man. Now he says later in this chapter, verse 9, I am the door. The door to what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He's the door to heaven. He's the door to God. And it's through his work, even before the cross, which we'll see today clearly, that defeated Satan and gave us entrance through he who is the door, legal entrance. When we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, that's the point of legal entrance into the kingdom, into the fatherhood of God, into eternal life, which is the life and nature of God, the divine nature. That's the door of legal entrance. So he came legally onto earth to be my substitute, to be your substitute. And then through his death, he provided me a door into his kingdom, into where he was. He's the door. He came through a door, and then he opened a door. You see that? That's very important. Now, look at John 1. It's verse 14 I quoted to you. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was made flesh. Who did that? You remember the angel told Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the thing that should be conceived in you will be of the Holy Ghost. His body, though human, was heaven designed and heaven made. And he's coming as Son of Man and walking on earth as man. It says he was made of no reputation, Philippians 2, which simply means he didn't come with the power of heaven. He laid the power of heaven aside in order to walk in the flesh, in order to walk as man. In other words, he's going to depend on the Holy Ghost to do the work of God. And he's going to depend on the Holy Ghost to raise him from death. Now, what I want you to see is by his stripes, before the cross, there was a series of pain and suffering. The victory that you walk in began long before the cross, because the scripture is very clear, Old and New Testament, by his stripes we were healed. The word stripe in both Old and New Testament, Greek, Hebrew, is not the blow. It's not the blow. It's the mark or the scar that's left because of the blow in both Greek and Hebrew. It has nothing to do with the blow. It's what you see because of the blow. Now, there was a little lady been really, 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 really sick. And she had a vision of Jesus. I heard her tell this. I never heard anybody else say this. She said when she saw him, his face was distorted and his eyes were not level. And he had so much scar tissue around his eyes that he couldn't open them all the way. And she went on to describe, and what she's describing is the result of the stripes. That's what she saw. Now, why did he show her himself in that form? Because by his stripes, we are healed. Because when he went all the way to the cross, he went to defeat Satan, to destroy, to render him idle and useless, and to give us the authority to take off his works, take off the sickness and disease and the pain and agony that comes upon our life, to take that off and render him useless, because we walk with God and God's our Father and we know his name. Do you see that? Now, there's been contention all along, but not in me and not in you, because we can read in Acts chapter 2, it says twice, his soul was not left in hell. You can't be left anywhere you haven't been. You can say Becky was left in Japan, never been to Japan. I almost got left in Germany. What a day. You can't say Becky's been left in Poland, because I've never been to Poland. He said he wasn't left there. So he had to be there in order for there to be any chance. Well, see, he went as Son of Man to defeat Satan, to be raised from death, to sit at the Father's right hand. He went to accomplish all that's encapsulated in those words, destroy, to render idle and useless, not to eliminate, because Satan obviously had a... Adam had a time frame on the earth, a lease, if you will, on the earth. And so he has, Satan inherited that lease, and he's here until that is finished, until due season. You see that? Well, when he comes up out of hell, 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, then Satan is defeated. But long before the cross, there was the stripes, not the blow, but the marring, the distortion. Now look at Isaiah. Well, it's on the back of your sheet. I gave you the New Living. That came because of the blows.